This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That was Joe Flacco yesterday out at training camp, talking for the first time this year. His first time doing training camp with the Browns, he did provide some insight into, like, he definitely senses the intensity. I thought his answer on, like, the mindset of a winning team was kind of interesting. He also did talk about the quarterback situation in general, when he hopes to have an answer. And the other thing I thought he said that was interesting, and this all sort of ties into obviously what Daryl talked about too, just like with the competition, the timeline of it all and whatnot. He was asked about how much he's like falling back on trying to reclaim what he did in 2023. And he like quickly put it to bed. He was like, listen, I'm not trying to reclaim anything. I'm just out there trying to win the job right now. I would imagine that for Flacco, he probably wants to know sooner. I mean, I'm sure all these guys want to know sooner rather than later, but I also think like people like Shador and Gabriel, I think they kind of know where they stand.
I think they know they're not going to be the starting quarterback. Right. I think everybody that is in that building realizes the starting quarterback in week one of this season is going to be either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett.
Right.
I don't think that anybody is. I don't think that anyone's going to be surprised when that happens. And I would imagine that Dylan Gabriel has quite a bit of belief in himself. I would imagine that Shador Sanders has quite a bit of belief in himself. But I think those guys understand the situation that they're in, that they are not here to start right away. They might be here to start one day, but one day is not going to be September 7th or whatever day the regular season begins when the Browns open up. Maybe it's next year, but it's not right now. I think everybody understands that. It's a two-man race for the starting quarterback job. And I think the sooner that we start saying it like that, the easier this conversation becomes.
When do you think they need to like whittle it down and say, this is our starting quarterback? Because there's different philosophies on this. There's different thought processes on this. Like, I get where some people might look and say, well, use it all of camp. You know, let these guys duke it out all of camp before you make a final decision. And I get that. But I also think at this time of year, I think on Wednesday they were like 46 days.
Right.
So now you're down to like 44 days out.
Good math.
You need to, usually I would have botched that. So I got it right this time. This is about getting ready for like actual playing actual football week one. So you do need, I think, to have a decision sooner rather than later. I thought it was interesting. Daryl already said like start of next week, you'll start to see them whittle this thing down and probably tighten things up in terms. My guess is they probably go away from like the two field thing. And it's more just like, all right, we're doing everything on one field and here's your reps. The first three guys, if Shador gets any, cause I'm assuming he's going to be the fourth guy in the depth chart. It'll be this, you know, scraps, if you will, of what they have left. And they'll just kind of keep it moving that way. But beyond that, like, I'm curious to see when then Kevin Stefanski starts to make this decision. I think after those Eagles joint practices is kind of the sweet spot. Like when they come back to work that following Monday after the preseason game on Saturday, which I would imagine Flacco and Pickett probably don't play in because they're your top two guys.
Correct. Yeah.
and they'll get a lot of reps during the joint practices. I think that's the week we get more of a clear answer on.
Do you think they'll answer it publicly?
Like, they'll just come out and say, like, this is our starting quarterback?
Do you think they'll do that?
I don't, knowing Kevin Stefanski, I don't think he'll, like, declare it until later. But I think you'll see a shift in, like, the way the reps are handled. And, like, right now you're getting a lot of, like, yeah, Flacco's sitting this session out because he doesn't need the reps right now and there's only so many to go around and whatever. I think after that those joint practices with the Eagles and all that, I think they'll come back and you'll deliberately see it being like Flacco, this is just hypothetical,
getting all the reps with the ones.
Like,
yeah.
He'll be out there first and we'll kind of get the sense of like, okay, this is what they're doing. Knowing Stefanski, though, I kind of feel like he'll beat around the bush.
Because that's what he does.
Right. And he'll say, you know what he'll say? He'll be like, hey, it's August 17th. I don't have to name a starting quarterback until September 7th. So I have time to figure this thing out. Like, that's what he'll give you. But in their minds, they'll be indicating who their starter is without actually flat out saying who their starter is.
See, if that is the case, and I don't disagree with the Browns handling things that way, because that is typically how Kevin Stefanski likes to handle things. I think they might know who it's going to be sooner than those joint practices. Now, the joint practices might serve as...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is a bit of, you know, reinforcing what they already believed or what decision they already had come to, kind of like, you know, confirmation bias type stuff. I could see it serving as that. And hey, maybe things change then, but I would bet that they go to Philly having a pretty good idea of who the starting quarterback is going to be. And if they're not going to name one right after that, they're probably not going to name one until we get to the regular season, because there's nothing that forces them to name one until that point. When do we get the first unofficial depth chart? When does that come out?
I think that
is the next date to really watch for as far as this stuff goes. And I know Daryl said that it's going to be pared down a little bit over the weekend and things might look a little bit different Monday than they do today or tomorrow. But I think the thing really to look for is, when does that unofficial depth chart come out and who's number one there? And, or do they do the thing that you see a lot of college programs do where it says Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett, and then it says Dylan Gabriel or
you're gonna
Shador
have the
Sanders.
Dad, like the line.
Are they going to sit on the fence?
Backslash.
There? Are they
going to
sit on the fence?
Well, we also had Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker was on yesterday on the afternoon show. He was asked the same question of, when do they pick the starter? Here's his answer.
I would seem to think that they're probably going to announce who it is after that second preseason game. I guess I feel like whatever value you get in trying to keep it somewhat secretive for that first game doesn't really offset the message you're sending, which is that you don't really know who your guy is and they're all basically the same. And I've never really bought into that.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier, Danny. Like the idea that the longer you prolong it for at least the players, or if you keep all four, it almost sends this message of like, yeah, we don't really feel that great about any of these guys. So, like,
I get that.
But true, but like for the team, you have to send the message of like, we're confident in this guy, let's start playing, because they want to know there's some stability there, especially like an offensive line that's been here for the last two disastrous years of just a crazy quarterback carousel of guys playing, and you just never knew day to day or game to game who you were going to have. They want some stability there. So maybe Ross is right and they actually announce it.
I really hope they do, because I think that we know it's going to be one of two guys. I really do think it's going to be Joe Flacco. Like, I would be at this point more surprised if Kenny Pickett takes the snaps week one than if Joe Flacco takes the snaps week one against Cincinnati. But I would like to know sooner than later. And I think that the Browns will probably know sooner than they're going to tell us to.
I do think the fact that Flacco's sitting certain sections out, certain portions out, tells us he has a leg up on these guys.
I don't think you do that to a guy if he has ground to make up. I don't think you take away opportunities from a guy if he has to make up ground. Yeah. I think that you give him those opportunities if he needs them. And if Joe Flacco doesn't need them, that tells me, okay, well, then he must be in the lead. If they're giving other guys opportunities, they're not giving him.
Let's go to Mike and Stowe. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Spencer. And who's with you today? I'm sorry.
Danny Cunningham. You don't know Danny Cunningham?
Well, I have heard Danny a few times, but I'm usually working pretty darn hard on a
weekend. He's more important than I am, so you should know him more than you know me. But just
my bad. You know, I caught you on a few Saturdays, so it just kind of worked out that way. But good morning, both of you.
Appreciate it.
I don't really think it's truly a competition, guys. I believe that, you know, and the reason I say it is because I think they have no intention on starting a rookie, and for good reason. Our line needs work. We have a new offensive line coach. You know, we have a lot of issues there. We have a lot of movement going on. I don't want to see a rookie get beaten, you know, beat the heck in that kind of a situation. I don't think they do either. It's not going to help their confidence. And I don't think either one of them are ready for that. So I really think it is down to the two. And this is how I kind of see it, guys. I believe that they're just trying to develop value, meaning value out of those two guys, like trade value, like potentially. Like if they can resurrect Pickett, I think that's who they want to start.
Yeah.
Because they could gain some value out of pulling him back up and then, you know, dust him off. Somebody, you know, and Flacco sitting in the wings. We know what he can do. You guys are totally right. He has nothing to prove. He's already shown everything. He's the old man in the room. He can just sit back and, you know, relax and let it all play out and be there to take charge if have to. But we all know they don't want to win games this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to try. I know nobody wants to hear it on the radio, but that's just the truth.
Yeah. All right, Mike. We appreciate the call, man. I apologize. We're up against it. But your head's at where our head's at. It's Flacco and everybody else, I think, at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.